Welcome to Women of Impact with Andrea Wolf, the podcast of amazing women with inspiring stories, where you'll hear inspiring interviews with women entrepreneurs and women executives, sprinkled with actionable, uplifting tips, strategies, and thought-provoking content from Andrea Wolf. And now, here's Andrea.
Hello and welcome. This is Andrea Wolf, host of Women of Impact, Amazing Women with Inspiring Stories. And I am absolutely delighted and excited to introduce you to who I'm interviewing today. And it is, drumroll please, the one and only inspiring Gail Kazem, who is an amazing, I just threw my pen in the air, I'm so excited, who is an amazing radio and podcast icon and founder of Spunky Old Broad. Don't you love that name? Welcome, Gail.
Thanks, Andrea. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so exciting. All right, so let's just jump in and tell us a little about yourself, what you're currently doing and why you started it.
Well, of course, I've been in business a very long time. My first business I built from nothing to 7 offices and 350 people. Then I went into the speaking business full time. I spoke in 50 countries, 49 states. I had 1,000 clients in 50 industries. But my background was radio and TV and broadcasting. And so I had always done a little bit of radio. And about 10 years ago, I decided I didn't want to do the speaking anymore and traveling around the world. So I started SOB, Spunky Old Broad, because I wanted to work with women who were over the age of 50, who maybe were lost, didn't know what they wanted to do, or they had gotten divorced, or they were now widowed, or they were forced out of corporate America, a whole bunch of things, and they just were lost. And so I decided that I really wanted to work with them.
Super great. Yeah. Yeah, actually, you anticipated my next question is, who are you mainly serving? And so it's these incredibly lucky ladies who are over 50, 55. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, there are women I work with who are younger, but my passion is the over 50 market.
Yeah. Yeah, I am now with Women of Impact focusing on women of all ages, but like you, mainly, you know, more mature experience who are looking for more in life and and community too. So high five to that. So in this minute right now, right, you've obviously like really accomplished a huge amount in your life. What's your big vision?
Well, my big vision is, there's a couple of different parts of the vision. Number one is to help women find their purpose and their passion at this point in their life. That's number one. Number two, because I'm so active in the media, I also want to train those who are professionals or want to get their message out on how to get on television and what they need to say and how to put a segment proposal together and all of those good things and how to contact producers and so forth. And the rest of it is, I really want people to concentrate on their mindset. It's so important how they think and what they do and how they act. And, you know, everybody gets stuff into their lives, but it's up here that makes the difference.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Warms my heart to hear your vision. May I share with you what mine is?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's different, but very aligned. So I believe in the possibility of world peace. And in the same breath, I know that what it will take is more women finding their voice, standing up, stepping into their power to what I call shift the global conversation, which is incredibly masculine right now. And in that process, as they step into, you know, like leadership and communication our way, you know, which is unique, it's different to men. It's not wrong. The other isn't wrong. It's just we're different. So little by little, this is how I believe we're going to get to world peace, by more and more women doing that.
Well, you know, it's funny, Andrea, that you say that, because when people say to me, what do you really want out of life? This is separate from my business. Yeah. I always say, well, I sound like a beauty queen when I say I want world peace. And that is what I say I want. I want world peace.
Wow, that's amazing.
However, isn't it interesting that the United States is one of the few countries, not the only country, but one of few that has never had a woman president. And there are many countries out there who the president is a woman.
Yeah.
And I think it takes a whole different attitude and a whole different approach for a woman to accomplish that, because they'll either, if they come on too strong, they're a you know what, and if they come on, oh, this is nice, they're too weak. So it's very hard right. to get the blend. And many of the questions that they ask of a woman, they would never ask of a man.
I know, isn't that crazy?
So
I rarely talk to the television, but occasionally that will prompt it, what you just said. It's so true.
So absolutely.
True. Yeah. I'll just share here that when Hillary was running, I actually attempted to get to her, to actually offer me to her, to help her actually connect more, talk to one woman in the eye of the camera, as opposed to the big throng, and actually connect more. Because it's that, like you say, it's that really fine balance of not going too far, so they call you shrill and, you know, angry, and at the same time being powerful and enrolling and persuasive. So oh my God, we could have actually an hour long conversation just on this topic. So maybe we do this again. All right. So, oh my God, what a great connection we just found. My goodness. So in the middle of all this, you know, spreading the word as you are, what impact are you having with your vision right now? How would you describe that?
Well, I like to think I'm having a big impact, but I know when you look at the total aspect of how many women are out there, it's very small. So that's why I keep talking about it and keep doing interviews like this and keep being excited about it, because there's just so much potential and there's just so much, there are so many places to go and do and be. And that's what I'm hoping will happen.
Yeah, exactly. And so it is, as they say, speak it into existence.
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, so let's now circle back to you. Yes, you and your life. What's the biggest struggle that you've overcome in your life?
Well, believe it or not, it's something I'm going through right now. I am going through my fourth case of breast cancer. I'm on chemo right now. I had a terrible reaction to it a few months ago. About 2 months ago, I was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But when I got out, I mean, I went right back. I'm exercising my 2 hours every day. I'm doing well. I'm on chemo now. I'll be taking it this evening. But I guess that's the biggest struggle right now is to get through this again for the fourth time. I've had 16 surgeries. So, but that's the point. Nothing has kept me down, because I believe you get up and you start all over again.
Oh, you know, I use the word magnificent a lot. But really, from my heart to your heart, you are truly magnificent.
Oh, thank you.
You are a walking example to the planet about really what's possible when you believe it so. Taking care of yourself big time. And powering through. So I don't wear hats, but my hat goes off to you, you know.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's huge, my friend. That's absolutely huge. Mm. And then what are you most proud of in your life? It could be anything in your life or your business. What are you most proud of?
Well, I'm proud of the impact that I have had. I'm proud of how I've lived my life. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud that I am respected in various areas that I work. And, you know, it's just a little piece of it, but it's important.
Yeah, my guess is it's not quite so little, but because I, you know, having met you, I know what impact you're having and how many people you're helping. And the difference that you're making, like all of the above.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So if there was one kernel of brilliance that you'd like to share with our fellow Women of Impact listening in, what would it be?
Well, my motto has always been, be the best you that you can be, not comparing yourself to anybody else.
To hear the full interview, click the button below and let us know that you would like us to send you an email on the day that the interview goes live. You don't want to miss this.